Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The manhunt in Idaho is over. Authorities say a suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Cody County Sheriff Robert Norris says they had to move quickly to recover the suspect's body because of the flames, and he's confident no civilians were harmed.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo says the community and law enforcement are in mourning.
A lot of what the authorities said, they don't know how they feel yet because they just had to react so fast to the devastating news and the loss of two lives. And so as we go through this week, I think it's really going to be an emotional toll through the holiday, through 4th of July, when law enforcement and first responders are keeping people safe during a fun time of 4th of July. But truly, truly devastating for the community.
North Carolina is a contested battleground state, but Republican Senator Tom Tillis announced he will not be seeking re-election. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
Two-term North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis calls it quits. The GOP lawmaker announced, "It's not a hard choice, and I will not be seeking re-election." Tillis was one of two Republicans who voted against a procedural motion to move forward with President Trump's tax and spending cut bill late Saturday. Tillis cited his opposition to provisions that would cut Medicaid. Before Tillis's announcement, the president warned of a potential primary challenge against him.
The U.S.-China trade war could impact the availability of fireworks for this July 4th holiday. CBS News correspondent Chanel Call reports.
More than 90% of fireworks come from China. Executive Director of the American Pyrotechnics Association, Julie Heckman.
Well, the timing of the tariffs couldn't have hit at a worse time. The majority of U.S. importers told China, do not ship our product. We can't afford to pay.
Then last month, tariffs were pulled back to 30%.
It's creating a supply chain problem.
The largest pride celebration in the country was held in New York City Sunday with millions in attendance.
The LGBTQ plus community and allies say they're here to celebrate and raise awareness, like Janaya.
Just acknowledging that we exist and we are important and we're always going to be here is so important to me.
Now, this year's Pride theme is Rise Up, Pride and Protest. And folks here say they're here to fight for their rights. Meet Sam.
I do feel like we are in some sort of shadow right now. We are showing that we will not disappear.
Amanda Alexander for CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers on their way to Queens, New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 4-3 in 11 innings. The game began with Rockies manager Warren Schaefer and batter Tyler Freeman arguing with the umpire about balls and strikes, both ejected. I asked Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick how it went for him.
That first inning was definitely a grind. I felt like I was making good pitches, just trying to get rewarded a little bit, how close they were. Said something, you know, go on from there, but he ended up being right.
Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks have reached a new three-year deal with Bobby Portis Jr. worth as much as $44 million. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, Bobby, he's been fantastic. Every night he gives us something defensively with his hands and his rebound.
And former Buck Malik Beasley, now with the Pistons, under investigation for gambling. Beasley accused of betting on NBA games 2 years ago while with Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if they're lowercase, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Kicking off Act 2 here on a Friday night, on a beautiful Friday night. There's a really good band playing next door. I was out, I went out and got some fresh air, had a smoke. And, weren't even going to question if I smoked.
It's just a normal thing at this point.
I think I would like to start smoking. I've said that before. My wife actually believes me. It is cool. Smoking is cool. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. No way around it.
Well,
we can debate that. Welcome back, folks. We have had a really fun show so far tonight. We talked cheese in the first hour. If you missed it, or if you're in the mood for a road trip, get in your vehicle right now and go to Plymouth, because it sounds like there is a really cool cheese fest happening there. The Cheese Capital Festival. And there's all these cheese headquarters in Plymouth. I had no idea. So that's going on. We talked to Mary Hauser from the Chamber of Commerce in Plymouth, who told us all about Cheese Fest. We had we put our question out there, which is Brad Pitt a good actor? And what is your favorite Brad Pitt movie? We've only done this about 3 times since we've been on the air when it comes to an actor or actress where we've said, what's your favorite movie? Because, you know, I think most of the people that listen are pretty showbiz savvy. Most of the people that listen to Nightlight, but, you know, there's very few actors or actresses where you could say what's your favorite movie, and even casual fans know enough movies to participate. So that's the thinking behind that. Let us know what your favorite Brad Pitt film is, and if you think he's a good actor or not. I do think he's a good actor. I think he hasn't always had the greatest roles to showcase his abilities, but when he does, he's pretty good. F1, the movie, opens this weekend. It's about Formula One racing, and Pitt is the star, and it's getting crazy good reviews. So I'm probably going to end up seeing it because, as I mentioned earlier, Brad Pitt is basically my wife's boyfriend.
So is she your phone-a-friend in this quiz that you're about to take?
I don't know yet. I don't think I'm going to need the phone-a-friend, but it's one of those things like when you've been with someone long enough and like, you know, Friends did that thing where you get a pass, or it's like a hall pass. Remember Pete Jones?
Oh,
we had
yeah.
on the writer yep. of Hall Pass. And, he, you know, if she ever met him, I'd be like, yeah, go for it. That's fine. I would expect the same in return. But, I mean, she's been so, like, into the guy for so long, I would almost expect that kind of behavior.
So would yours be Sydney Sweeney?
Oof, I don't know. I don't think I'd have the intellectual connection with Sydney Sweeney. Now, I'm not saying I'm smarter than her. I mean, there's a big age difference there. But yeah, Sydney Sweeney's, she's a nice person.
You know, she just released another product.
Oh, no.
Well, she has a partnership with Baskin Robbins now. And she has a gummy bear flavored ice cream.
Why do we need that? What's that like? The soap I get. There's a whole pervert community out there that's going to buy the soap, especially the bar with a hole in it. But the ice cream, that's interesting. Maybe she just likes ice cream.
The ad, for the ice cream, it said that she would try to go into Baskin Robbins all the time and sneak some ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's true.
That's good, yeah.
I'm sure that's true.
I bet that could be. So we had a great first hour. We're kicking off hour number two. Feel free to answer our question of the night, folks. And we will read your text on the radio. We should probably catch up on some texts here anyway. I just talked about Cheese Fest, and this is kind of funny. Chris Casper texted in, as he does frequently on the show. Casper from the 608, Chris Casper, the engineering genius here at Civic Media, says, I could eat a 1 pound block of cheese in 30 minutes. So he's referring to, in the interview, Mary Hauser said the goal is in the cheese eating contest to eat a pound of cheese in 3 minutes, which I think is insanity. Casper says he could eat a 1 pound block of cheese in 30 minutes. Sounds like he needs to pace himself. I don't know if Chris is really serious about this cheese eating contest, but then he says we can film it. I would love to film that. Next time I'm in Madison, remind me that we're going to film Casper eating a block of cheese.
Yeah, we're going to. So it's, he continues on, says, if it's Wisconsin brick cheese, I could do it in 15. So
what's the diff?
Well, I don't know. Brick cheese is pretty plain, I feel like.
So what do you, is it harder to muscle down cheddar?
I don't. Cheddar.
Shredded?
Cheddar kind of has that like bitterness.
I would hork within 2 minutes if I tried to eat that much cheddar cheese. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And then Casper finally fesses up and says, 3 minutes? Nope, could not do that. Thank you for your honesty, Chris. I thought you were serious about cheese eating, but we'll revisit that another day, perhaps on my next Madison trip. Bridget from the 818 says, Brad Pitt caught my attention in Thelma and Louise. Great movie. But my favorite is Legends of the Fall. He played that tragic character, Tristan, so well. Oh, my God. Remember that person who kept texting me, and I kept telling them, I was trying to get to the bottom of why they were texting me. It was obviously some scam.
Yeah.
I kept telling him my name was Tristan, and that's probably where I got that, from Legends of the Fall. Todd from DePere says, getting some fresh air and had a smoke. What an oxymoron. Nice, Todd. Good catch. I didn't really have a smoke. I don't really ever smoke, unless I'm on fire.
I mean, I see you all the time out there catching one, but
having a square. Christine from Slinger says, The Fury, great movie about tank commanders in World War II in France. I remember that. I don't know if I ever saw that movie, though. I hope that's not in your quiz. But if it is, I'll work around it. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I don't know if it is my favorite Brad Pitt movie, but his line in Troy that I really like is the one where he tossed to... I don't know that name. He says that classic line to the bad guy. Before my time is done, I will look down on your corpse and smile. That's a great line. I don't know if I saw Troy. I think I did see Troy, but it's been a while. Great text. Thank you, Mark. All right. Should we start our quiz?
Yes. And I did get, I got a new correct noise.
Sound? Victory sound?
It's, yeah.
Let's hear it. All right. It sounds less game showy. That sounds like an excuse me, I got that right. Before we do this, I have to read your mom's text. She says, I miss having good, squeaky, fresh cheese curds in Florida. Just send your mom some cheese curds. Would it kill you to get some dry ice and put some cheese curds in there?
My brother, my sister-in-law, and I, we all got a nice Wisconsin kind of package for my dad. And sent it down to Florida with some cheese, summer sausage, some mustard.
For Father's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little taste of Wisconsin. As I get older, I really like the taste of summer sausage, and I love a salami sandwich with mustard and cheddar. Does it look unhealthy. That meat just looks so disgusting.
Yes.
It really looks horrible.
And adding the mustard to it as well. Yeah.
But the mustard is what makes it to me. All right. This is our Brad Pitt quiz. Conrad wrote this up today. I asked him to spare no. Well, I don't want it to be too hard because I'm not. Listen, folks, mostly in everything I talk about here on a nightly basis, I'm mostly a fan. I know I've been in the business. I've written some movies and I'm probably a writer first, but I am not like a critic or an expert. So I don't know how I'll do on this because I haven't seen all of Brad Pitt's films, but I've probably seen most of them. And I've heard my wife yammer about him for 20 years. So I think I can do pretty well in this. If you're listening, honey, I'm sorry. I mean, yammering. But it's yammering because it's a guy who's better looking than me. So we're going to do this. If you know the answer, feel free to text in or call. You can give the answer and we'll see if we can do this together. All right, folks, Conrad Krieger, rocking the board. Let's go. Question number one, Nightlight Brad Pitt quiz.
All right. Number one, a former boxer turned gypsy gets tangled up in a chaotic web of underground crime involving stolen diamonds and illegal fights, all delivered with British swagger and dark humor.
I forgot about the stolen diamonds part. Wait a minute. Maybe I don't know this one. I know it, but you kept going, and I don't remember those elements of the movie. So,
well, just go ahead.
Kind of waiting to see if anybody texts because I don't want to steal everybody's thunder. So I'm taking my time, but I will guess Fight Club.
That is not.
Underground boxing? He's done more than... Oh, Snatch. How has he done more than one underground boxing movie?
All right, so you got 1 point for that, and I'll give you bonus points if you can get his name in the from the movie.
Snatch?
Yes.
How about if I get his name from Fight Club?
No, it has to be all from
right.
Snatch.
All right, all right. I was going to try to cheat, but I don't know. I know it's Tyler Durden.
Give you a hint.
All right.
The first name is a popular Disney character, and it started the whole thing in Disney.
You know what? I do know. Now I know. Thank you for the hint. Now I know. It's Mickey O'Neill, because my wife's maiden name is O'Neill. All right, perfect. I should have got that one. All right. All right. I'm half for one.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
A disillusioned office worker forms an underground club with a mysterious soap salesman challenging modern consumerism and identity.
Fight Club. Tyler Durden. Bonus points.
Correct.
All righty. Here we go. Schwab is on a roll. Bringing it.
All right. Here's the next one. Number three. In Nazi-occupied France, a group of Jewish-American soldiers known as the Bastards set out to spread fear.
You didn't have to make it that easy.
Okay.
Inglorious Bastards.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Do you know his name?
Hey, our new right noise should be the Homer. Woohoo! That'll be our new moving forward. Yeah,
okay. Okay. All right.
Mental note. Take a memo. What did you just ask me?
What, do you know his name in the film?
No, I don't.
It starts with Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Flopperson. Floppy. That's what they call him. I don't know. Lieutenant Dan. No, Lieutenant, I'd have to cheat. I'm looking at IMDb Pro right now. I don't know.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lieutenant Aldo Rain.
Oh, yeah. Now, these are bonus questions, so I'm still getting
yes,
it.
Okay. So those don't count as you're getting it wrong.
Fair enough. All right, so, question four. Four? I'm two. Let's call it two for three because I didn't really get that.
Well, you got all the correct answers for the movies.
And with the bonus one, I should be three for three technically.
So, yeah, you're three for three.
Okay.
So, four. All right.
All right.
A charming but unlucky assassin boards a high-speed Japanese train to complete what seems like a simple job until everything.
Bullet train. Boom. Nailed it.
What's his name? It's not, it's very not unique.
John Smith.
Oh, wait, it is unique. Sorry, I said that wrong.
Philip J.
It's not an actual
orgasm.
It's not an actual name.
It's not an actual name.
It's an insect.
Flea.
It's ladybug.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
All right, I think we can get one more in here.
All right.
All right, so five. A retired CIA operative writes a tell-all memoir, accidentally setting off a ridiculous and chaotic chain reaction in Washington, D.C.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Nope. I talked about this movie today. I said, did you see this movie?
I don't know. Give me a hint.
I talked about it today saying I only got clips of this movie when I was looking up Brad Pitt movies today.
Well, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
True Romance.
All right, how about this? You ponder it over break.
All right, ponder it. Pondering as we speak.
And we'll come back to it.
All right, we're coming back. I'll finish the quiz And we might talk about Conrad's tattoo.
Yeah.
He's going to show it on the stream. You're going to weigh in on it if you want, folks. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Like a vision of love, seems to be true.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The U.S. Supreme Court said in 2019 that partisan gerrymandering was fundamentally a political issue and left it to legislatures and state courts to decide. In South Carolina, a state Supreme Court case heard June 24th challenges the state constitutionality of partisan gerrymandering. At the heart of the case is this provision in the South Carolina state constitution. All elections shall be free and open, and every inhabitant of the state possessing the qualifications provided for in this Constitution shall have an equal right to elect officers and be elected to fill public office. In another SCOTUS case, 2024's Alexander v. South Carolina NAACP, evidence showed state legislators repeatedly said they gerrymandered for partisan, not racial reasons when they moved 30,000 mostly black voters into Congressional District 2, leaving adjacent districts more white and conservative. Their admission of partisan gerrymandering is now being used against them. The League of Women Voters and ACLU argued that the admitted partisan gerrymandering, quote, violated voters' constitutional rights to free and open elections that are protected from all undue influence and where voters exercise equal influence over elections. The groups asked that the map be in compliance with the state constitution. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. Conrad is behind the board. We are barreling through our Brad Pitt quiz, and then we're hoping to get a peek at a tattoo Conrad might get.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting. So why don't we, and it is a bar band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr will be here in minutes, literally in 13 minutes. Terry Barr will be joining us here, co-host of Max Inc. Radio, the award-winning Terry Barr. She's got two outstanding artists tonight. And I am going to definitely, it's what I love about Bar Band Friday. She sends the music and I just keep it. So I'm kind of getting free music.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know if that's legal, but I'm doing it.
Oh, it's legal.
Is it legal? Conrad ESQ. all right. So let's continue. We're on all question, right. Is it?
We're on question five.
The CIA and one. Yeah. I don't know. Am I 4 for 5?
So actually you are 5 for 4.
Including extra credit?
Yeah.
5 for 4.
Because I put 0.5 for each of the names to get right. So
okay. Yeah, we're going to have to move on. I don't know this retired CIA one.
So it is
one.
Burn After Reading.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Now that I told you, do you remember his name in it?
No.
Okay. It's Chad Feldheimer.
I don't know about this.
So now you're 5 for 5 now.
Okay. That's all fair. Right. 5 for 5, batting 1,000.
All right.
Here we go.
Here's 6.
Number 6.
A man is born old and ages in reverse.
A curious case of Benny Buttons. Benjamin Buttons.
That is correct. can you get his name?
Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah.
That's a great last name,
so,
Buttons.
There you go.
All right.
You're
6 for 5. Or six for six.
Six and a half for six.
Six and a half for six, right?
All right. Now all right. We are on number seven.
Number seven. There's only 10 questions. All right. Damn thing. So
a grizzled stuntman and his fading actor friend try to navigate the shifting landscape of 1969 Hollywood.
My favorite Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's 3 hours plus, and it's too short. It's that good.
What's his name?
Cliff Booth.
There we go.
I just saw Jocelyn walking by, one of the owners. She and her husband, Abby, own Rise and Grind. And we need to start pestering her for the peach cobbler flavor. She was into it. She sounded like she wanted to do it, but I mean, she could have been humoring me too.
Yeah.
Could have been just to get me out of the store.
Well, you're 7.5 for 7.
All right. I guess you were done with the Jocelyn conversation. Okay.
Where I'm trying to get through the quiz, all right?
All right, fair enough.
All right, so eight.
All right.
Two detectives hunt a serial killer who uses the seven deadly sins as motives in dark, gritty thriller.
Is it four? Seven. I know that one. That's seven. His name, I don't know. God, it's been 30. That's a movie I saw once, and I recognized it as a good movie, but I never wanted to see it again. It was so horrifying. And it has Kevin Spacey, who's kind of dead to me.
Yes. I'm trying to think of Milhouse.
Nixon. Richard. Was his name Dick Nixon?
Milhouse?
Well, Milhouse is named after Richard Nixon. That's why.
Okay. I'll just tell you. It's Detective David Mills.
Oh, you think I would have guessed that from the...
because of Mills.
Cut it in half, Schwab. All right. So what am I? I'm eight.
You're 8 for 8.
No, but I got it. Well, you did lose a half a point.
You didn't. Okay. Yeah. You're 8.5 for 8.
8.5 for 8. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Still batting over 1,000.
All right. So we're on number nine. A former CIA operative is thrust into a brutal world of espionage and betrayal while trying to save his captured colleague in the Middle East.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
No.
Damn. I feel like I should know this one. I'm totally looking at you right now.
No cheating, Schwabba.
It's not Ed Astra. I don't know. And I don't want to cheat. So just tell me.
It is Spy Game.
I don't even remember that movie.
And his name in that is Tom Bishop.
Oh, good name for a spy. Tommy B.
So
okay.
You are 8.5 for 9.
For nine. Oh, I got to get this back. All right.
If you can go perfect 10 for 10 if you get the...
If I get this and the bonus, right?
Yep, and the name.
All right.
An ancient warrior fights to defend his city and name in a visually stunning adaptation of one of history's most legendary wars.
Troy.
Yes, correct. Who did he play in it?
Oh, Achilles.
Woo-hoo-hoo! 10 for 10.
1,000. Nailed it.
That's a pretty good batting average.
Listen, life has kicked me a lot lately. I've been down, but I got 10 for 10 on the Brad Pitt quiz. So that's back on track, baby. All right. So, hey, we got a lot of fun stuff coming up, folks. It is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr is here. Do we have time to show your tattoo?
Yeah, we do.
I think we should get to that because...
I can explain. So my brother and I are huge Star Wars fans. Huge right. Star Wars fans.
Okay.
And my brother already has a lot of tattoos, and we had the idea a couple years ago to do a siblings tattoo. So we did a couple thinking, you know, sessions of what we wanted to do.
Okay.
And what we decided was to get a lightsaber with the color of our favorite Jedi on it. And I'll put it up on the stream.
And let's see if we can guess who your favorite...
Yeah, if you're a Star Wars fan, it's a purple lightsaber.
Is that the tattoo you're going to get?
Yes.
And your brother drew that?
He drew a little bit of it, not all of it. But so the quote on it doesn't say hello there. It's always in motion is the future. It's a Yoda quote.
So who's the lightsaber belong to?
Mace Windu.
Oh, nice. I was going to say Qui-Gon. Because that's the other...
Funny you say that. That's my brother's getting a green one.
Oh, sweet.
For Qui-Gon.
That was Liam Neeson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
He was a cool character. They killed him off too soon, and that ruined that movie for me.
Yes,
I mean,
they did.
I like, what's his name, but he can't carry it.
Yeah, so we're both getting on our calf.
What do you think, folks? You're welcome to weigh in on Conrad's tattoo choice. Don't go anywhere. Bar Band, Friday night. Happens next. Terry Barr joins us. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News special report, the manhunt in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is over.
We have currently one dead shooter. Based on the preliminary information, we believe that is the only shooter that was on that mountain at that time.
Coon County Sheriff Robert Norris says the suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Norris says they had to move quick to recover the body because of the flames.
We had a fire that was rapidly, it was approaching the body, so we had to scoop up that body.
Only one other person, a first responder, was injured.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
The sheriff is warning people not to fall for fundraising scams that might take advantage of the tragedy. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
The Brewers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers on their way to Queens, New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 4-3 in 11 innings. The game began with Rockies manager Warren Schaefer and batter Tyler Freeman arguing with the umpire about balls and strikes, both ejected. I asked Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick how it went for him.
That first inning was definitely a grind. I felt like I was making good pitches, just trying to get rewarded a little bit, how close they were. Said something, you know, go on from there, but he ended up being right.
Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks have reached a new three-year deal with Bobby Portis Jr. worth as much as $44 million. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, Bobby, he's been fantastic. Every night he gives us something defensively with his hands and his rebound.
And former Buck Malik Beasley, now with the Pistons, under investigation for gambling. Beasley accused of betting on NBA games 2 years ago while with Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do actors cope with being part of a really dark horror film? Violet McGraw and Allison Williams, stars of Megan 2.0, made themselves happy when the cameras weren't rolling by singing Taylor Swift songs. The 37-year-old Williams and 14-year-old McGraw are both Swifties. McGraw, who plays Williams' niece in the film, says the two bonded due to the dark material, and the way they ended up coping with it was by pretending to be Taylor. Megan 2.0 is rating fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is currently in theaters. If mystery and horror isn't your thing, how about mystery and comedy? Peacock's remake of the 1989 Tom Hanks film The Burbs is gaining steam. The reboot is not a movie, but rather a series, and the cast is headlined by Kiki Palmer, whose credits include Nope and the recent surprise hit One of Them Days. Palmer is also executive producing. If you're feeling nostalgic for the movie, you might dig the show, as it is filmed on the same street on the Universal backlot as the movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Charlie Pittman, Civic Media's news director, will be here to recap all of the weekend news. In hour number two, we lighten it up with We Got This Garden. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it is the weekend. We've got a half hour show left, but the weekend has actually already arrived because Terry Barr is with us. That's like not even working, folks. We're going to talk some music. It's another Bar Band Friday night. Terry, how are you?
I am great, Pete. Live on location this evening, as you can see behind me.
Where
the gorgeous Lake Monona in Madison.
Oh, nice.
And this is the East Side Club. And this is a young lady you have had on your show. We've had on Max Inc. Radio. Paige Cleaver. Now, I'm a little away from her because I don't want the sound to interrupt too much. But
sure.
She's 12, Pete. And she just won. I know she won the big award at the Wisconsin Area Music Industry award show recently. The youngest to ever be named Rising Artist.
That is incredible. Good for Paige.
It really
she was
is.
Such a fun guest.
I'm going to walk around here just a little bit and go and find a table where I can join you and actually read my notes to you. How about that?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Listen, I want to thank you, too, because you you introduced us to Kaylin Cole months ago and when I was in Madison.
Wonderful.
I know you know this, but I just wanted to give you yet another shout out. We did so on the air, but you hooked me up with Kat Rhapsody from Kat and the Hurricane on Monday, and Kaylin came into the studio on Tuesday in Madison and hung out with me for an hour, and she's so great. I mean, what a talent. Oh. So thank you again.
Anytime. Yeah. I'm so thrilled that you care about the music as much as we do. There's just so many great artists to highlight, and we've got some more for you tonight. I can't wait to share these with you.
Listen, I love both these guys, so you tell me which one you want to start with because they're both outstanding.
Let's start with Brett Newsky.
Okay.
Okay. Brett is just such an interesting guy. Okay. He has never actually had a home, not since he got out of his parents' house. He now bought a home in Milwaukee because he's expecting a baby.
Yeah.
This is a guy that tours constantly. So the song that we are going to hear from him tonight, brand new, and he wrote it for the son he's expecting in about a month. And you'll hear his Bob Dylan, very much inspired.
Oh,
he really goes for that idea of low production, lo-fi. He really does not want anything to be super produced, I guess. Overproduced is kind of the word he uses. And you probably remember I shared a bit of an interview with you a while ago when he decided to say, I'm done with you, Spotify. No more Spotify for him.
Yeah.
It's working, Pete. He actually said, letting all of his fans know, and his fans around the world, because he tours constantly, but he said he was able to pay for his new album, the production, the printing, the being in the studio faster with this current way than ever waiting for any money from Spotify. So kudos to him.
Yeah. He's described, when I went to his Wikipedia page, he calls himself, he's a self-described nomad. And I didn't know, and now that you say that, like he just bought his first home and has been traveling forever. That's very Dylan-esque too, and very troubadoury, you know?
Isn't it? Yeah.
That's great.
And it's so great. He is, we call him our own in Wisconsin. He's based now in Milwaukee, where he wants to raise his family. But even though a little one is due in the next month, he already is playing tonight in Green Bay at Badger State Brewing. Then he'll play in Appleton tomorrow night, Fox River House. Then he's playing the UW-Madison Terrace on the 4th of July.
Oh my gosh.
Baraboo on July 5th. And then after that, guess what? He's touring the country and then goes to Europe.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
So he's going to have the baby with his partner and then say, see ya.
I love, and like, he wrote this song that you sent us that we're going to play in just a second here. The song is called Force the World to Contend with You. That, what a great message to an unborn child. I love that.
And
I
obviously,
love this song.
Yeah, it's a message he lives by, because he stands up and he believes whatever, you know, against Spotify, and he can be very political, but he stands up for it. And you've got to really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Should we hear it? Let's play this, Terry. This is this is Brett Newsky, and the song is Force the World to Contend with You, written for his unborn child.
It's getting down to the wire. I don't know how, but you lit a fire. Sit on the count of four. Finally get free. Finally get born. You trade all my freedom for you. Every dot on the map, every midnight and noon. Wherever you whatever you do, promise me you'll force the world to contend with you, contend with you. Promise me you'll force the world to contend with you. You're flying out of the Rust Belt. You're happy, you're sad. It was real hard to tell. Sit on a scale of 10. How freaked out are you? I'll start counting, say when. Fear ain't the same as being afraid. If we weren't both scared, there'd be no love to save. Whatever you roll, whatever you do, promise me you'll force the world to contend with you, contend with you. Promise me you'll force the world to contend with you.
Guitar solo.
That's great. What a good song.
Oh my gosh. You're a dad, so you get it. Yeah. You know, the stuff you will do for your kids.
Yeah.
And his child isn't even born yet. He's writing a song. He's asking people to throw out names for his baby.
Oh, dear.
He's such an interesting character. Yeah.
He seems like it, even when he says guitar solo in the middle. And he's on an acoustic guitar, not even like playing lead. You know, this is so great. And you're in a good spot there, because you got Paige on one side and Brett Newsky on the other. You're in flavor country, sister.
It's pretty good. Life is all right, Pete.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about Tyler S.J. And I'm glad he shortened that, because I don't know how to pronounce his real last name. So thank you.
Yeah. It's a longer, like S.J.O.R. something, something, something.
Yeah.
So sorry, Tyler. But I'm so excited about this song too, Pete.
Yeah.
He just emailed me this.
Oh,
he just emailed it and he said, Terry, this is my brand new song. Play it now. Play it often.
This is outstanding because you've talked about him before on the show, but I don't know that we've heard his music. And he is Northeast Wisconsin based, correct?
Yes, absolutely. He lives in the Fox Cities, and I love how he describes himself. He says, I'm an average guy writing about average things, but hopefully I do it just a little better than the average people.
That's great. And he is a self, he said,
he's fabulous.
He's our new self-proclaimed new best friend. That's how he describes himself too. Should we try to do this song now and let Terry get back to her concert, maybe, Conrad? Can we get...
Yeah, we could do
probably
it.
Probably get most of it. What do you think, Terry? Should we fire this up now?
What do you guys want to do?
Let's do it. Let's play Outbound now, and then we can wrap up after the break, and we'll talk for a few minutes. And if the song takes us into the break, that's
sounds
fine.
Great.
It's Barman Friday. What are we doing here? All right, here's Tyler SJ and the song Outbound.
Why don't you find it yourself? I said your toenails are pretty, you never look from. My toes keep walking on eggshells. Airplanes keep coming and going. A mess of smelly bodies. And you're quiet, you passed on. Every smile out is showing. Every sigh out is knowing. My next flight almost the last one. Is it so long ago my jokes you found funny? Call me baby and honey. Slap my ass when everybody can see. And still believe all houses have histories. Love stories are mysteries. Won't somebody solve this for me? Long distance dies on the vine. To your place or mine. I no outbound jet plane big enough to make you stay. It can take me away.
It can take me away.
How about we swap for the window seat? Oh, brother, you're killing me. Look, the eyes are yours. Looking out on the clouds below, postmortem in the exit row, while Mr. Wimsey snored. I said I'd follow you anywhere, be good friends with United Air. My arms are tired from flying. Guess it turns out that everything turns and dies on a wedding ring. Always hello and goodbye. Was it so long ago my jokes you found funny? Call me baby and honey. Slap my ass when everybody could see. I still believe all houses have histories. Love stories are mysteries. Won't somebody solve this for me? Long distance dies on the vine. Between your place or mine. I know outbound jet plane big enough to make you stay. But it can take me away. It's so long ago, my jokes you found funny. Call me baby and honey. Slap my ass when everybody could see.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet. Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Between your place and mine, I, and no outbound jet plane big enough to make you stay. No, no outbound jet plane big enough to make you stay.
You are listening to the song Outbound by Tyler SJ, a Northeast Wisconsin-based artist. And the song is brought to you by way of Terry Barr, co-host, award-winning co-host of Max Inc. Radio. That was fun, Terry. I have to say, I can exaggerate sometimes, but I'm not right now. That might be one of my favorite songs that you've brought to us.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that song. I love that song.
I really enjoyed it, too. When I opened it up today in the email, I was so excited to get it.
Yeah.
And then to know I could immediately turn around and share it with you and all of your listeners.
So great. I absolutely love that song. Now, is he touring, too? You mentioned Brett Newsky's dates in Northeast Wisconsin here. Where
yes.
can we see Tyler?
Oh, boy, you are very lucky because he is in North Dakota, but then he's going to be in Bailey's Harbor, Green Bay, oh, wow. Waupaca, and Mile of Music in Appleton.
Nice.
That's all throughout July. He's got a tricky website. It's Tyler-SJ.com.
Yeah.
And I know Conrad said he'll share it in your show notes.
Okay. Yeah, that's like the website where you don't want anyone to remember your website,
yeah.
sadly. But if he's good enough, people will make the effort. That's great. Hey, I want to thank you also because you, our friend Wendy Schneider, she's been on my show before, and I had the opportunity to interview her and Butch Vig. I interviewed on PBS once, and they were a blast. Hosted Q&As with the two of them. She's coming on next week to talk about a really cool screening she has coming up at the Atwood Music Hall. And then Kurt Newman of the Bodines will be here Monday night. As well. So I've got some good music themed
shows. You have great stuff coming up.
It's going to be fun. And Wendy's documentary, I'm sure you've seen it, but those of you who haven't, is the Smart Studio story about how Butch Vig and Steve Marker produced all these amazing albums. So
it's music history in Wisconsin, Pete.
It absolutely is. Well, thank you so much. This is fun as always, and I'm excited.
I hope so. Thank you. I know it's a little different way to do it, so thanks for allowing me to be live on location with you.
Listen, I think that's exciting, and you've done this before, and it's fun when you hear those background noises, and it's like music is your life, so I fully expect you to be at a concert or something. So that's great. Thank you so much, Terry.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend, and thanks, Pete and Conrad.
You too. Have a great 4th. Thanks, everybody. That's Terry Barr. Max Inc. radio co-host Terry Barr. And nice that both these artists she brought to us tonight are touring in Northeast. They have Northeast Wisconsin dates. So that will be fun. And since Tyler is in our backyard, Conrad, we have to see if we can get him in the studio. That would be really fun. As I mentioned before, Kurt Newman from the Bodines will be here Monday night talking about a date they are playing in at the new Atwood Music Hall, which is supposed to be insanely gorgeous. I've heard nothing but great stuff about the Atwood Music Hall. And then also on Monday's show, Jeffrey Kurz and Nathan Deming, two Wisconsin filmmakers, will be here to give us an update on Action Wisconsin and the pending film incentives that hopefully will pass. I believe they're coming up for a vote very soon. So we'll get all the details on Monday night from Nathan and Jeffrey. Both those guys have been on the show before and both really, really cool dudes. Did you see what happened out there with that blue ball?
Yeah, I did see it hit a car. So, like the one parked.
It hit this car? Oh, the truck.
Yeah, I saw I just looked over and there's just a blue ball on the...
So it's a great scene here, folks, in downtown Green Bay. We're at City Deck Landing and I went out just to get some fresh air and have a smoke, as I mentioned before. And this blue ball flies out of nowhere, bounces off a pickup truck into the street. And of course, there was a person going too fast on Washington. So they had to hit the brakes or run over said blue ball. And, you know, we got the blue ball out of the... Listen, I'm not a hero. I don't like being called a hero. But I had removed the child's toy blue ball out of the road with help from another citizen, a good citizen. And crisis was averted. So, but it was, it was somebody playing here up in the balcony, City Deck Landing. Somebody's kid threw the blue ball. It could have ended tragically.
Yeah.
Were it not for Nightlight host Pete Schwabba.
Having that smoke break and all of a sudden you're a hero.
Listen, smoking saves lives, apparently.
I guess so.
Folks, I was not smoking. If there are kids listening, I was not smoking. I don't smoke. But I have toyed with the idea of starting because I think it looks cool.
I have seen you toy with candy cigarettes outside just to look cool.
Candy cigarettes, yeah. You get that first puff and the dust actually comes off of it. Remember that? That was really cool, though. That Tyler SJ, I would love to get him on the show.
Great song.
He is on his website. It sounds like a really cool guy, too. He is like 4 or 5 years sober now, and he writes about that and his life in Appleton, and I just cannot wait. We got to reach out and get him on the show. So thank you for all of your texts, ladies and gentlemen. It was a fun night here at Nightlight. And our question, is Brad Pitt a good actor? And what is your favorite Brad Pitt film? Saw a wide array of responses. Most people said he was a good actor, right?
Yeah. I don't think anyone said, no, he sucks.
No. And I guess I didn't even need that part of the question, but I do think he's done some roles where he hasn't really had an opportunity to shine, so to speak. So maybe that's what I was going for.
I think I'm better than him.
As an actor or just a human being?
As an actor.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
I auditioned for, when I was younger.
Fury?
I auditioned for a commercial when I was really young.
Did you really?
Get it.
You didn't get it? But you think you're better than Brad Pitt because you didn't get a local commercial?
They thought I was too good. All right.
Okay. Conrad is going to have a nice delusional weekend. I hope everybody else has a great weekend. We'll be back for a short week next week. And I hope everybody has a safe, happy weekend. We finally got some summer weather, so enjoy it. Thank you to Terry Barr for continuing this Bar Band Friday night tradition. And thank you to Mary Hauser, the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce of Plymouth, Wisconsin. Go check out Cheese Capital Fest, Capital Cheese Fest. Lots of cheese there, lots of cheese eating contests. And See what kind of an athlete you are. All right. We are coming back. We'll be back on Monday on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. I'm Pete Schwampa saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report, the manhunt in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is over.
We have currently one dead shooter. Based on the preliminary information, we believe that is the only shooter that was on that mountain at that time.
Coon County Sheriff Robert Norris says the suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Norris says they had to move quick to recover the body because of the flames.
We had a fire that was rapidly, it was approaching the body, so we had to scoop up that body.
Only one other person, a first responder, was injured.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
The sheriff is warning people not to fall for fundraising scams that might take advantage of the tragedy. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.